tens of thousands of airline workers are about to be furloughed starting tomorrow if Congress doesn't reach a deal to bail out the industry. House Democrats are negotiating with Republicans on a fresh relief package that would prevent layoffs of airline workers through March 31st. But first, they have to pass it. Let's bring in Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Peter.
No doubt airlines say they're on the cusp of disaster here. What is at stake as tomorrow's deadline approaches?
Well, most immediately, those jobs, as you mentioned, tens of thousands of airline workers who are waiting here with the clock ticking. But more broadly, first of all, indirect employment, because there are all kinds of other companies that depend on airlines whose workers might not be protected by a deal directly, but if airlines are flying less, then they don't need as much of all the other things that they do. And air service, to a degree, as much as airlines have cut in the past several months, there have probably been more flights than there would have been because basically the jobs were subsidized, right? Airlines had to promise to keep people employed. And then it just kind of makes sense to do some flying that they wouldn't have otherwise done. So on one hand, yeah, they've cut roughly half their flights. Even now, on the other hand, they probably would have cut more.
Well, the airlines are scrambling ahead of this deadline tomorrow. United this week reached a deal with its pilots that would prevent 2,800 of them from being furloughed for a while. Delta and Southwest have also struck similar deals. What do they look like? What do those deals look like?
A lot of shared pain between the airlines and their pilots. So, for example, pilots are typically paid – it's kind of a variable pay package where they're guaranteed a minimum, but then depending on how much they fly – they get paid more. Well, they've basically agreed to be willing to fly less in exchange for still being employed. And these deals are not long-term deals. In the case of United, we're talking through October. So this is by no means anything that really resets the clock for very long, but it does give them some time at least to, first of all, give Congress and the president a chance to make a deal and also to just sort of prevent airlines from having to deal themselves with the shock of losing so many pilots.
Right. If those pilots are furloughed, how easy would it be to bring them back to work when all of this gets settled? I mean, they probably have to keep up their training and that sort of thing, right?
Exactly. And that's part of the logic to your last question of, why it makes sense for airlines to meet them somewhere in the middle. Because if you knew that all of a sudden a month from now, travel demand was going to rebound and you're going to need all those pilots again, you wouldn't want to furlough them. The problem, of course, Peter, is that nobody knows what's going to happen in the future, how long all this is going to last. But absolutely, there can be more costs to sort of doing without a pilot for a short period of time than just to keeping that pilot employed, even if not fully productively.
So just briefly, with the stakes as high as they are, do you think Congress is feeling the pressure to figure this out? Are we going to get a deal?
I thought we would have seen one long ago, Peter. There are obviously a lot of priorities in this country. Airlines and their workers, fortunate that they are on the radar, right? Lots of other people who aren't being considered like them right now, but no guarantee of anything.
Yeah. Here and Now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Peter.